did you butcher Here we Christina go. Aguilera?
Don't push me, man. It's a hard name to spell.
You're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network, coming to you from the Excellence Playa Mujeres Resort in Cancun, Mexico. Aaron and I are here, and hey, Scott, we found your fucking keys.
Thank you, Alan. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Living the good life, Ed, brother.
Looks nice there.
It's very nice there. I've been there. It's gorgeous. What are you doing? Are you checking the dirt on the glass?
No, there's just something that keeps...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is your health
that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first person
right now
into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Here we go. Down, Coda, down. And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. I'm laughing because when I take your camera, you're going to look like a ghost. And by the way, let me congratulate you because you're listening to or watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from Vegas, which means that we're not only going to be talking about what it's like to live here. No, we're going to be talking about our adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, everywhere in this cool here valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, you're a tourist, you're a fan of our fair city, well, guess what?
What?
This show is like your own secret handshake of all things cool and groovy. Guess what? We're also live.
In really? Vivo.
What? Live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. It's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Hey, as Christina Aguilera would say, come on over. Come on over, baby. Get yourself into the live chat. Have some fun. These people are the coolest people in the whole doggone world. It's like a little community. They hug each other electronically. No germs. No problems there.
Right.
But when I go in there and I look at these people, I look at the Pops, I look at the Island Steve, I feel a hug. And they're from everywhere. Where might these people be hanging out right now?
Oh, my God. Where are they not hanging out right now? But I'll tell you some of the spots where they are. Hey, how about here in Las Vegas?
Sounds good.
Novel. Henderson, my fair city.
Right.
California, South Dakota, Oregon, Canada, Florida, Ireland, North Carolina, Arizona, clearly not in any sort of alphabetical order here, Illinois, Ohio, the old stomping grounds, Michigan, New Hampshire even. No one from Old Hampshire.
No.
But New Hampshire representing.
Sure. Okay. And by the way, it's not just being with these people who are all over the entire world. No, we do something very special for the live folks. We begin streaming this show a little bit before the show starts. A little bit of insight, but then the darkness, the VVN after dark happens afterwards. It's off the hook as the kid. Right? You do that kind of thing. You unbutton the button.
We'll stop there right now.
Did you hear that sound, by the way? Hold on, I got to get... Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's the police coming because, again, no one really wants to see Wayne unbutton his top shirt. Yeah. But you guys ought to come out here to our live chat. We got great people. We have a good time. And completely off-the-record conversation that is live stream around the world happens after the show is complete. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, how you doing, hot stuff? I am the founder of the Vegas Video Network, so thank you so much for watching this show and, of course, watching all the shows on the Vegas Video Network, and I am happy to be not alone. It's, give me a good, like a romantic couple song real fast.
You are not alone. I am here with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pip and Wayne, everybody.
Though we're far apart, I'm always in Scott's heart.
Wow, I thought you were going to say something really bad there.
Mm-hmm. Later, that's after the show.
Pip and Wayne, let me have an over-under, my brother.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's so hard to get these. You're either right on it. I'm either right on it, or I'm so far away.
Right.
As Michael Jackson would just say,
so far.
Let's go 87.
87. No hook. Just straight up 87.
Just straight up 87. All right, ties in play.
Sure. Okay. Nice. And thanks again to Alan Perry. Alan is a longtime contributor to our show in a variety of ways. Alan was in Mexico. Actually, is in Mexico right now. Having a good time over at the Cancun.
Couple cervezas, couple chicas.
Quite a few, a little bit of the tequila. He's a good man that way. And you can tell the guy doesn't have 1 ounce of fucking body fat on him, which is why nobody in this room likes him. Let's begin, shall we?
Don't know what to do. Wait for the music to end. Oh, hey there.
This just in. Hey, Alan, have a fucking cheeseburger, please. That's all I'm asking. Every time I look at you, I'm like, oh, man, I have got to get on an exercise bike. Recumbent. I'm going to get one right over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
That's okay.
I have to.
Sure.
I've had enough of this. It's no good.
Okay.
Today's show is about
show.
We're just going to shoot the shit, man. So last week's show, it was an exhausting show, and I've decided I'm just going to talk about things I want to talk about and that Wayne wants to talk about. So just, you know, if you're in the live chat, go ahead and get involved. If not, just hang in there for a minute. I'm going to begin with what was going to be a topic for an entire show.
Okay. We're going to condense this down.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. So I thought, oh, man, when I heard about this event, I thought, oh, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to dedicate an entire show to this event. Well, why? Well, if I said to you, Mr. Las Vegas, I'm not talking about Wayne Newton.
Nope.
He's no longer Mr. Las Vegas, really. If I talk about Mr. Las Vegas, The Bachelor, when I think debauchery, I think Chris
Scott
Phillips.
Whitney.
Well, I think Chris Phillips. Now,
sorry, that's what I think.
See, well, that's hurtful. Some people might agree with you, but I think it's hurtful. So Chris Phillips rings me up out of the blue and goes, hey, guess what? What? My first thought was, did you get arrested after you left the show? Because it was brutal.
They allow you 2 phone calls now?
Right. The first one was, excuse me, can you get me out of jail? Second was, hey, Scott, guess what? I should have taken Uber. You were right. No. He calls me and goes, guess what? Yes, I'm getting married.
No.
What? Yep.
He did not say that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He most absolutely did. He most absolutely did.
Really? Cupid's arrow has finally struck on the, well, geez, how many times has he had to refill that quiver?
I don't know. A number of times.
Yeah.
I've seen him with, you know, a number of women. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting married. I'm like, well, that, you know.
That's part of the image, though. I mean, that's the persona.
Kind
of.
Right? And like the first, and he said in the show that the first woman he was with when he came to Vegas, supposed to be his fiance, you know, he actually said on the show it was all bullshit. I'm like, wait a minute. You guys talked about it all the time. I believed you. Oh, naive, table for one. Thank you very much.
Not to be confused with Niev, who was...
Who is?
Right.
Pregnant.
Yeah. No! Oh!
20 weeks pregnant.
Wow. Now,
nope.
Continue.
Not the same. Not there together. Right? It's all hell's breaking loose.
Oh, my gosh. Land.
So he tells me he's getting married, and he says, yeah, you know, I want to invite you to the wedding. I'm like, really?
Oh. Did he follow that up with you still play guitar, right?
Well, I would have fucking played. I'd have learned because I wanted to go to that wedding. So he's like, yeah, you know, and I was talking to him about this multi-shot video thing that I'm doing, that I'm beta testing. He's like, and if you want to bring that stuff, please do. So, you know, clearly he wants me to bring that stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. I'm absolutely going to
punch that ticket.
He's like, you know, I know. He goes, he actually told me there's real potential for debauchery here. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, Vince Neil is going to be here. Robin Leach, the drummer for Pantera. All these guys are going to be here.
Robin Leach.
It's going to be all. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be.
Scott Whitney, Vegas for your network. It'll never work.
I had a little chat with Robin about that at the party. So. We go there. So he gets married. It was a week ago yesterday.
Okay.
So it was the day before I did the show about Brett. I'm like, well, this is actually probably a good thing for me. Just, you know, get
little,
out there.
A little comic relief,
watch
right?
These crazy bastards go out there and get out of it. So they get married at the Heartland Mansion. Are you familiar with this place?
Never heard of it.
I had heard of it.
Now, this is located where?
It's in downtown. So you go down Charleston, go south on 6. It's right around the corner from there, basically. So it's just 30,000 square foot.
Now what's it by? Could you give me a reference point? Or?
Well, so Charleston and 6th Street. Yeah, you don't go downtown?
Not to Charleston and 6th Street, apparently.
Charleston and Maine. So here's Maine. Here's Charleston. Go 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th Street. So okay. It's it's east a little bit from Main Street. And it's in this old neighborhood.
Okay. Most things are down there.
Right. And like 30,000 square foot. And it has this kind of old Hollywood vibe. So it's old. Mm-hmm. And you can tell it's been around mm-hmm. for a while. It's got the velvety kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. But perfect for a wedding for Chris Phillips, right? It's perfect for that. And so we get in this place. And the ceremony happens. I've got a bunch of video that I took.
First off, give us a little insight into Mrs. Bowie.
So her name is Jennifer. I believe there was actually an article that Robin Leach wrote. I think she's a cocktail waitress at Wynn. She's very, very nice.
As they all are.
I've met her. I mean, I've talked to her a couple times. I actually met her or talked to her a couple times, one of which was at Frankie Moreno's last show.
Good. I was going to hope you didn't say cheetahs.
No, she's a sweetheart, but very pretty.
The Wynn has standards. Steve might not be able to see them, but he still has people that can pick them.
Right. But she's like, don't be mean. So she, lovely gal. So I took a bunch of video, of a little bit of the ceremony and of the stuff that happened thereafter. So you can see, very, very, Hollywoodish kind of thing. There's the lovely couple finishing up. There's Chris looking pretty good, having a good time. And so we break into this reception area. Now, I wanted to show you something, or you can't see it here, but that stage, just in front of that stage is a pool. So there's this big giant...
You see a reflection there on the left if you're watching a video
right.
at home.
There's a big giant pool in the middle of this this big reception area. So I'm thinking, this could be good. Somebody could be going in. So a little bit of going on.
Look at Hammer. It's always Hammer time. Sit down, Mike Hammer.
No.
It's about Chris and Jen right now, not you, Mike. Sit down.
No, it is.
Yeah, so what's the drug for ADHD? Is it Adderall?
That used to be Ritalin when I was little.
Ritalin,
but
Adderall?
Yeah, Adderall. Uh-huh.
Mikey needs a little fucking Ritalin.
Yeah.
He's got to tap
Mike
that.
Needs a little sun probably to get up in the morning to keep him going through the day.
He's got to do something because I've been to 3 different events now, and he's done the same thing where he gets up there and starts running around and making all this noise, and all the people around him are like, hey, man. It's time to fucking pump the brakes just a little bit and maybe let the people whose thing this is, show, wedding, maybe let them kind of just have their thing. And you could actually hear them. The MC's like, hey, basically, all right, enough's enough.
It's not Hammer time.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh, we are absolutely overwhelmed and honored and thrilled to have.
Now, if you're going to get married, how about having, Elvis Presley sing your first song? It's very cool. So that's Steve Conley. Steve is probably the best Elvis guy in Las Vegas. Now, Wayne and I have seen a couple Elvis people. Or we saw that one guy, right? Did we go see him? The dude at LVH? We didn't go see him.
Carlini. We never saw Trent.
Oh, I thought we did. Well, I didn't.
No. I've only seen Big Elvis.
Oh, okay. And then after that, then the mom and the groom, and then why don't we get, Neil Diamond to play. So we had Elvis Presley, then Neil Diamond gets up there, sings. And then we've got Gordy Brown, who just signed up for the Vegas Video Co-op. Super happy. I'm going to do some very cool stuff with him. He's a super nice guy.
Oh, we've hung out with Gordy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a great talk Friday. He just signed up. So Gordy, and then we've got Rich Little. I mean, it was... kind of the who's who of entertainers at in Las Vegas.
Of a who's available, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it had a little bit of that, seen and be seen vibe a little bit. So then Chris gets up there and he's entertaining the crowd. So in the middle of his wedding, let me cut up and do a couple of shows for you. Boom, boom, boom. Now, here's what's crazy about this. They had three different bands, completely different bands, set up, breakdown, for this reception. And I'm pretty much sure he didn't pay for any of them. Pretty sure. Yeah.
Who do you think makes more money?
Oh, between the two of those two?
Yeah.
Chris. Mm. Yeah, pretty sure.
You're underestimating this isn't the golden days of Red Rock anymore.
Pretty sure Chris is doing just fine. So Nieve, who's 20 weeks pregnant, got up there and sang. And then a whole bunch of folks.
Well, now this is weird. No, I have to stop you for a second.
All right.
This is weird because he dated her, right?
No, they never dated.
No?
No.
It was just a show thing?
They never dated. What's interesting about that is that, I just want to make sure we don't lose my place. So she moved here from, I want to say New York, and maybe Texas. I don't know.
Somewhere.
But who she moved with was Steve, I always forget his last name, Cantalona or whatever. He was one of my first, co-op guys. He does iPiano Lab, which is huge now. So it's basically piano teaching online, but also after school for schools. Super, super, super talented keyboard player.
Okay.
Really, like, holy fuck, this guy knows it all. And I remember I met them basically the first or second night there in Las Vegas. Remember when Frankie Moreno did that thing, Sketch or Scatter or whatever that thing was, that he would do this untitled jam session.
Oh, it was named after the character from Stifler.
Stifler. And I was at a Stifler thing in the Palms, and Nieve and Steve were there. And I, hey, I'm, and she's like, you don't have to call me Nieve. Most people can't do it. You can call me Snow or something like that. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting. Mm. I know what that means. And so later, Steve and I became, friendly because
he was. Is that what they call you at the Spearmint Rhino?
No, would you quit fucking around like that? Yeah, this talking to shit might not have been the best idea. Actually, I'm having a good time. So anyways, Steve and I started getting talking. He's like, I got to tell you, when I first met Chris Phillips, I'm like, oh, that guy's going to be trouble for me. I'm like, what do you mean? He's kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. He knows a lot of people. He's up late. He's out doing this. This is going to be a problem.
A lot of charming guy.
Fuck, he's charming. Most charming is fucker in this whole town. And I'm like, yeah, well, I can see why that might be a problem. And he lives in Austin, Texas now. So there you have it. Okay, let's continue with what was going on there. So back to Nieve. And she sang and did her thing. And big crowd. Everybody's having a good time. Nice push going on there with some magical camera bullshit going on. Single camera doing all that kind of stuff.
Look at that.
Pretty neat, right? Excuse me.
You'd like to learn how that's done. Visit VegasVideoCoop.com.
Please do. And
input the promo code LILV if you can find.
And then these guys come up, these smart guy whatever, and they're doing Brick House, and they're singing and having a great time, and everybody's digging it. I mean, again, they're just like, we're going to show up. You want to? And Chris is running around. Want to do a song? Sure. They go up and do this whole choreography. And then there's your buddy, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to prove to people that white guys, in fact, can dance. And I'm with Sky D. Miles, who's one of my favorite.
Nice Johnny Katz move you just pulled off there.
That was intentional because look who's behind me. I did it. And the minute I did that move, by the way, I thought of you.
As you naturally should have.
I really did. But Sky's like, wait a minute, this white guy can dance. What's going on there? So it was fantastic. Had a great time.
Now, how many, to get to that level, that quality level of dancing, how many drinks?
Oh, I was three, two. I'm a really good dancer.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying I can only imagine with you that's a skill that's enhanced through the alcohol consumption.
Well, maybe. Maybe. What was funny about her is she kept calling me out. Come on, because we know each other. She's like, come on, let's go dance. She's probably thinking, white guy can't dance. I'm like, well, okay, here we go. Let's go. And she freaked out. She's like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, that's right. I can dance. So congratulations
mess
to...
Mess with the bull, you get some horns.
That's right, brother. Congratulations to Chris and to Jen for the big nuptials. And congratulations to Chris as well. We were talking about this in the pre-show. He's, and I think this is a great idea for tourists out there. So You hear us talking about Chris Zoe Bowie is his stage name, but he's played primarily off strip at Red Rock as is one of his main things. And he does downtown on Fremont Street as well, so that's an opportunity to see him. But he's now playing at the Strip. He's got a gig at Caesar's Palace on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So at the aforementioned
Cleopatra's Barge.
Yes. And so if you are listening to this and you want to see arguably one of the most
charismatic.
Yeah, and he's figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still think you should write a book on how to be an entertainer. Go check out Chris, because he's as good as it gets when it comes to the kind of work he does. It's fantastic.
Now, you know, I have to ask you this.
Sure.
And I'd be derelict in my co-hosting duties if I didn't.
Okay.
What's going to last longer, the marriage or the show at Caesars?
Oh, the marriage, because there's a good chance that show in the Caesars, they're going to be changing that whole property. So that's an easy one. I don't know. He's, you know, they just bought a house. She's got a kid. I mean.
He's a dad now? We didn't even get into that.
Yeah.
Stepdad?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know.
Zoe, can I go up? Mr. Bowie, can I go outside and play?
Let me just say this. Being a step-parent is, it's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's hard because, you know, the mom is the real mom, whatever you call it. God damn it.
Biological,
thanks. I know he's logical, biological.
Yeah, it's three quarters of the way there.
Tomatoes.
You were better than you were with Christina Aguilera.
Thank you. And he's got to play the part of the stepdad. Chris Phillips has got to play the part of the stepdad.
Right.
How quickly would you think he would run from that?
Oh, instantly. Chris, well, I was going to say he's not going to be there to wake up the kids, but maybe he will because that's when he's getting in.
Well, you know, the fastest land mammal, cheetah. Nope. I thought it'd be Chris going, what, you have a kid? No. He's there. So, and like I said, they just bought a house. So I actually think he is. Here's my thing. It's good for him.
Absolutely,
it's good
for him.
But
I would describe my feelings right now as cautiously optimistic.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
How long have I mean? I've known you probably 6 years now, which means that I've known Chris 6 years. I don't know how longer you knew him before.
Tons.
I came into your life and really exactly showed you what the life was worth living.
Right. You're not going to unbutton again. Are
and
you?
In I'm that time, again, in another, what do I guess, 62 more minutes?
longest 62 minutes of my life.
I mean, so even in the time that I've just known you, we have seen all different kinds of Chris Phillips' girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, from just ranging the whole spectrum from
crazy.
Crazy to somewhat seemingly normal.
Yep.
And probably every shade of ice cream in between. So cautiously optimistic. That's what I can say.
All right. Well, congratulations to Chris. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, bud. Okay, mm-hmm. Cheers to you.
Yeah.
Moving on. I spent some time at the Cosmopolitan this weekend.
You would.
He's such a shit. Here, a little bit of background on the Cosmopolitan.
You Valley parked there, of course. Let's start with that.
No, I did not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they got some of the best parking ever there. Right there. They're the first guys that did the lights, the red light, green light thing. Wait, yes, I did Valley Park. I stand corrected. I like the Valley Park. Okay, stand by. So the Cosmo was an interesting thing in the live chats. 1%, 1%, 1%. I never
my people.
If I could just reiterate how much I dislike the people in the live chat. I know that I said some stuff in the beginning that was all very sunshine and you know lollipops and all that BS. These people
I got
are
you guys.
These are mean spirited people. Mm-hmm. They have no heart. I really truly don't care much for them at all. Okay, let's move on. Cosmopolitan.
I hurt you.
This property is an interesting property in that they were building this right when the shit show of Las Vegas was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was failing. People were losing their houses. We had the worst business world in the world here. And they were like, oh, let's go ahead and build a casino.
On a lot the size of a postage stamp.
Right. In the middle of MGM and the
Bellagio.
The middle. Well, it's right next to the Bellagio. It's basically, it was on, everybody thought it was part of City Center.
Mm-hmm.
because it looks like a city center building, mm-hmm. and it was in that same basically squarey kind of, and it wasn't, but city center was having a hard time. These guys were having a time. So it looked like it was going to be a bad deal. They ended up getting bought by some sort of financial institute, but they had some of the smartest advertising that I've ever seen anywhere for a casino. It was like just a little bit of bad or just the right enough of bad.
They had those crazy commercials. The bellhop had no pants.
Crazy.
Like dogs are running out of the room.
And they were everywhere, and people loved them. I think the first time I saw it, I'm like,
Well, the rooms are gorgeous. Have you been in the rooms?
I have. With the Perrys, with our nudists.
I was in a, that's an after the show topic.
It surely is.
Pulling this back into the uncensored or the censorship realm, I had the privilege to be in a wraparound suite.
Yo.
Oh my gosh. Oh. You could have a party just in there.
I haven't been in one of the corner suites. I think they're gorgeous, though.
Oh, right, the, with the wraparound balcony. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. So they've got
secret pizza.
Yes, which I'm not that impressed with the secret pizza, but okay. So this was beautiful property, mm-hmm. great advertising. They open up first quarter. They basically shit the bed. They lost, I don't even remember how much money. It was a stunning amount of money. And they were the first casino who really said, you know what? Our gaming is killing us. We're not getting gaming. Our money is in F&B, in food and beverage. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh,
the club, the hotel.
Mm-hmm. These guys are in trouble. They're doomed. It'll never work. These guys. And so they started to, you know, freak out a little bit. So, for example, underground parking. And like I said, these are the guys that had the red light, green light parking thing. And it used to be, so you would, a lot of people would go up, and their big play was they had some very good restaurants, STK and blah, 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 which were on the second floor. The casino was on the first floor. So what people were doing is they would get in the garage, they'd get in the elevator, and they would go past the first floor and go up to the second floor to go eat, which means they were passing the casino, which means they weren't gambling. So the very first thing they did was like, all right, elevator. You cannot go to the second floor from the parking garage. You must go to the first floor first. You have to walk to the casino. So they did that. I don't know if that was good, bad, or indifferent. My guess is it probably didn't do anything. But something has changed there. They have been very aggressive of turning this place around. And we've talked about this a little bit. We've talked about how they've reached out to major players at MGM and Caesars.
They've reconfigured the casino. Yeah. I believe they put in a high limit room.
And they've also, I think they're associated with Marriott.
Yeah, they did. Do some sort of agreement with a major hotel chain.
Yeah, and well, guess what? They have turned this place around. So we were there Saturday with Jackie. We walk in this place, and it is packed. I don't know if every table, but every table that I saw had people there. Not one people. I mean, five people, seven people. Craps, blackjack. I mean, I was like, and this is not the first time I've seen this. I've been there probably three or four times in the last, let's say, 6 months. And they've really turned this place around. They just redid the Chandelier Bar.
They didn't ruin it, did they?
No, and that's
because I thought it was fine before.
It was fantastic. So the Chandelier Bar is one of those places where, you know, it's not cheap. And the Cosmo's not cheap. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But
you're a center strip. What are you expecting?
And exactly. And it's, you know, it's a three-story bar. Mm-hmm. Every story has a different bar menu. It's gorgeous.
Yep.
You got to go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, get a seltzer water if you don't want to spend a lot of money. But go. Mm-hmm. And actually get yourself a drink. But this place was really busy. So we went to these two places that were interesting in that it is clear that whoever is running Cosmo likes the concept of secrets, secret handshakes, secret entrances, because the two places
secret
that we went
pizza.
To, secret pizza. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. How about that? Three things. So the vibe there is clearly a secret handshake kind of thing, which I obviously like that idea. Mm-hmm. But
a little left to center type vibe.
Mm-hmm. Without question. The challenge, of course, is that you can be a little bit too secret for your own good.
Sure.
Can be. So are they? Well, I don't know. Let's see. We went to two places. The first place we went to was a restaurant called Beauty and Essex. So Beauty and Essex, this is on the third floor.
Okay.
So you go one, two, three, and it's by...
You go three to go to the third floor?
All right, smartass. Nobody asked you to be clever. So this is by the Chandelier Bar, third floor. You go up, you walk out, and the first thing you see is this, which is a named bar. Pay attention to this bar. It may end up becoming a Hannum bar at some point. And you can see she's very happy that I took her picture. And here's where it gets crazy. The entrance to this restaurant, Beauty Nexus, is a pawn shop.
Okay.
And it's a fully functional, real pawn shop. By the way, I'll take the Randy Rhoads guitar on the far right if anybody's buying. So you go in there, and you're looking at the pawn stuff, and oh, it's a nice guitar, and oh, that Nexus is great. Oh, I would like that diamond. How do I get the hell out of here? If you look at the very end there, you'll see a nondescript door. Reminded me a little bit of Disneyland and Club 33. Are you familiar with Club 33?
I'm not, but I imagine what you're going to describe to me is similar to Downtown Cocktail Room or 1923 Bourbon and Burlesque at Mandalay Bay.
Interesting. I don't know what those words were, but I will tell you about Club 33 very quickly. In Disneyland, you can't drink alcohol except for one place. It's Club 33. It's a membership only, $10,000 a year plus what it costs to go in there. It's in the New Orleans area, old New Orleans area, and the restaurant looks over the Pirates of the Caribbean barge, the opening area. Anyways, it reminded me of that because the door is nondescript. You have no idea what's going on there, and it's just like this door. So you open the door, and you can see people going on in. The very first thing you see when you walk in is this bar. Pretty nice. I'm like, hey, this is okay. Pay attention to this, folks, because this, in fact, could be a Hannum bar at some point. Not this week. I almost made it this week, but I thought, that's too close. That's not right. So we get in there, and the vibe there is small plates, which clearly is a thing now.
Well, that's a Cosmo thing. That's what their buffet is centered on, tapas.
Oh, the Wicked Spoon. Wicked Spoon, if you will. Is that right?
Yep. It's a tapas buffet. Mm. Everything is served. Majority of things are served on pre-portioned plates.
This I did not know. I don't remember. That used to be my favorite buffet. And then, no. Then Baka Laka Laka Laka, or whatever that place is called. Caesar's, fuck, I don't know. Anyway, so you know, you've got the...
Like you would forget the term bacchanal.
The hip, people. Cool kid who's your waiter, and he's a young guy, and he's got the bouffant hair and all. And their deal is very much the sharing kind of thing. So here's the cocktail bar. You know, it's $17 a drink. Melissa had the Pink Panther, which is the Botanist Gin, the Saint Germain, Pink Peppercorn Syrup, and Lemon. I had the Garrison, which is the Basil Hayden Bourbon, Mount Gay Black Barrel Rum, and the, it looks like Fornication, their port, and a sour. Both were fantastic. So this was a good play. Again, $17. You know, you got to do it once. Go ahead and do it there. And then they've got these, you know, the Raw Bar. I think we didn't do anything from the Raw Bar. We did do...
That's good. At your age, you probably shouldn't be doing too many things the wrong.
The French onion soup dumplings were fantastic. And we had the Caesar toast, which was fantastic. And then the main deal, we actually had ribeye, but it's already pre-cut up for you. So again, easy to share. So cheap, not particularly. Good? Yeah. It was pretty damn good. So afterwards, when I was talking to Skye at Chris's wedding, I asked her, so, you know, where are you playing right now?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm playing at Rose Rabbit Lye. Like, Rose Rabbit Lye? Wait, hold on.
We've been there.
But I didn't know they were doing anything there. And she goes, yeah, that's a fucking problem. People don't know we're doing anything there, and we're doing something there. I'm like, well, we'll go see you, which we did. So here's how you get to Rose Rabbit Lye. And this is the one thing that's very weird about Cosmo. So if you're at the Chandelier Bar, you'll see a direction that goes to Wicked Spoon.
Mm-hmm. and the conference center.
Yep, that's right. And so you go from the Chandelier Bar, which is the logical way to get there because you tend to walk through the property and then go upstairs and go down. So it feels like you're walking forever. It's like the death march of whatever that place is called. And there's some very ungroovy things to look at. Conference center. You're like, God damn, what? This is not this is crap. And you keep walking, and you're like, "What? Where are we going?" And eventually you get into a corner where there's a little bit more stuff to look at, and then you eventually see, oh, Rose Rabbit Lie, Wicked Spoon. Feels like you walked forever.
Oh, it's back there.
It's weird.
Yep.
So you, and so, and Wicked Spoon, we kind of brought it up before. Wicked Spoon used to be my favorite buffet in Las Vegas. It was great. It kind of dropped off a little bit. We went a couple different times, but it's still way the hell back there. And also back there is Rose Rabbit Lie. So that used to be the place where Vegas Nocturne performed. Now, those guys are the Spiegel World people. Who's that? Absinthe.
Yep.
So my favorite show in Las Vegas, one of my favorite shows, is run by Spiegel World. It's called Absinthe. It was at Caesars, actually still at Caesars, in the big tent in the front. They created this thing called Vegas Nocturne at Rose Rabbit Lie, and it never really caught on.
It wasn't bad. We saw it.
It wasn't bad. And there were things in there that were good.
You're a big Piff the Magic Dragon
guy. Piff the Magic Dragon. Is he gone now? Did he leave?
He's got his own show at Flamingo.
Does he still have it there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, big fan of him. And the setup there was pretty cool. They had this rotating stage on the backside of the stage where the entertainers got on the stage was basically by the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you could watch them get on the stage. It would rotate into this small theater area.
In the round.
Yeah, and they would perform and they would rotate back out. So it was pretty clever. They were, Absinthe announced that they were going to go to that property. There's no fucking way they're going to that property. It's not set up. They don't have the rigging for all the high aerial stuff. It's just not going to happen. But that's just me saying it would be foolish if it happened. So we go up to Rose Rabbit Lie, and I haven't been there since then, which was probably
3 years
ago. And they have a restaurant there as well. And I knew they did, but I thought, well, they must have closed it down after the show. They must have just knocked that whole thing down.
The problem was you associated the two together. Nocturne was a show at Rose Rabbit Lie, but really they were so almost inseparable. You didn't know there was a difference there.
Without question. I actually thought the name of the show originally was
Rose Rabbit Lie.
And you couldn't tell the difference. So when that show died, a lot of people here thought that whole thing is shut down.
Yep.
And it's so far back in the boonies, you're like, well, it had to shut down because part of the complaint was actually the Spiegel World people sued Cosmo because they're like, you guys didn't advertise enough, and I don't know the details, but it's like, well, goddamn it, you got to walk 15 miles to get to the place. That's part of your issue. Anyways, so you walk up to this place, and this is another example of secret handshake kind of stuff. There's a person who's sitting that you can talk to who's probably a little bit too cool for himself. All right, 25-year-old bitch, just answer my question. But they've got these doors and that little musical thing over, and you can't really tell what is going. And I forgot. I'm like, hey, if I wanted to see Sky Miles, where would I go? And the guy's like, you go over there. A little door. I'm like, this door that you really, it's the same fucking door. Beauty and Essence. You walk in, and all of a sudden, you see this. Yeah, man. So you walk in there, and there's a really cool band. You see a guy dancing up on a table. And here's the thing about this place. It's fascinating. This is a basically callback to the Vegas Nocturne thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this? They had people
in random places doing random unique things. Nothing really tied together other than, again, a little left to center.
Yeah, and they're still doing that. So I walked in and saw this guy who was actually dancing all over the place, and then he eventually ended up at the piano at the bar. I'm like, that's cool. I like that, that they're still doing that. So that guy was doing his thing, and then eventually I got to see Sky. I think I laughed a little bit too hard on that.
Yeah, that was a little almost bit too, sounded like a canned
bit,
laugh track.
A little bit. All right. I was just trying to be supportive. I wanted to make sure she heard that. She's trying to be funny. It was funny, but it might have laughed a little too hard. Yeah. Back to it. Yeah! Boom. Everybody dances on the piano.
It's a thing.
I love this. I'm gonna go That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to speak out of school, but Jackie had a thing for the bass player.
Now, help me out here. So you just walk in. Did you have to buy a ticket to see Sky?
Nope.
So it's just...
Oh, I'm glad that you said that. No, you did not. So the drinks there, expensive as well. They had a $21 drink. Mm. And Jackie ordered it. And guess what?
Not really worth the $21.
No. Mm. I was all right. And the bartender there, little douchey. A little bit.
Mm.
Just, a little bit too cool for the room. Just a hair. Probably could have been a little
Well, he is serving $21 drinks.
Yeah, and so guess what? He shouldn't, because that one drink wasn't worth $21. And the only really seating there is at that long bar there. All the booths are for restaurants, for, the actual dinner stuff. But let me just say this. Pretty cool place to go. This is one of those things, same thing. If you're going to be here, in town, and you want to see this secret kind of place that most people don't know about, I guarantee you, if I was a tourist, I would never know about this place.
Oh, you're not just going to walk by and discover it.
There's no
way. The foot traffic is not existent, the randomness. You have to intend to go there.
Yeah, if you want to impress whoever you're with, actually, quite frankly, both local or if you're a tourist, go check out Rose Rabbit Lie, because it's pretty sexy. And I think Beauty in Essex is cool, too. The thing about Skye's performance is she's performing from 7 to 11:30, which is a long time.
Yeah.
She's not performing by herself. So there's another singer as well who performs. So they're basically going back and forth. And and the other gal was singing when we got there. And I'm like, oh, man, I want Skye. We danced together. But the other gal is really good. She actually did the Amy Winehouse song, Me and Mr. Jones, which has the word fuckery in it. Hmm. And I'm like, that's a good song. She's a good singer. We're good. So go check out those guys. It is fantastic. Thoughts?
Oh. Yeah. Thoughts were going to be, if you factor in, $21 drink, that's the upper end of the scale. You could probably get a $17 drink there.
It's bullshit.
It is, but you know what? If you factor in that the entertainment basically comes with it, that brings the value in line a little bit more.
Oh, look at you. Wayne, welcome to the 1%ers.
Well, I'm getting something else with it. I'm not just going to Beauty in Essex and getting the $17 Pink Panther.
Yes, you do. My work here is done. Who's a bitch? Axl Rose is a bitch. A
little bit. Hey, now that I'm in the club, will my VVN expense credit card be delivered?
We mailed that to you.
Oh. See, I'm waiting, because it's a black Amex, right? Because those come in a briefcase.
We don't like to. We call it ebony. It's the ebony Amex. I wish we
no preset spending limit, right?
As far as you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's good. It's coming.
No limit whatsoever.
Hard to say.
It's literally at zero.
You could do whatever you want with it. And if you get one, well, I fucked up. Because it actually was. Okay, it's time for listener emails. Part of the show where we get emails from around the world. And if it's a male person, I read it. If it's a female, well, then Wayne reads it. But guess what? We're going to go back and forth because, well, that's the way we are. Email from John Herman from New York City. John writes, Scott, Pippin Wayne is wrong. Okay, just wanted to get that shot. A coffee shop is a diner. Coffee bars are cafes that feature coffee and may have light food or snacks. John, a coffee drinker in New York City. Your response?
My response is, John, put your French dictionary away. In America, that's the definition I'm giving you. So
fuck off.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Mark Owens from...
Gonna argue
Guam.
With me about
we don't
cafes know. And light food that they serve.
Right, by the way.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu, not sacre blur.
Again, I'm saying it the American way.
Sacre blur. That's what happens when you have a couple of drinks. Excuse me, officer. Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
You mean sacre bleu? No, sacre bleu. Go.
Scott, yes. Big fan of the podcast. I tell you, it takes me to my very happy place, which of course is Vegas, while he's stuck in Atlanta traffic. He was watching the G2E episode on Roku because, of course, there's numerous ways you can watch the Vegas Video Network.
Thank you for that,
Roku
Wayne.
Being just one of many.
Very good.
And it had him thinking about themed slot machines. Right. How do the celebrities featured in specific slots get paid for the use of their image? Let's start with that first.
Okay.
Because much like other products, you know, whether it be a lunchbox, a T-shirt, whatever you have, that's not they don't get anything for that in most cases unless they've negotiated
that's
that
right.
in. It's all licensed
that's
by
right.
the owner, creator of
right.
whatever series, show, character it is.
Right. So if I go to Sharknado
yep.
and say I want to have a Sharknado slot machine, of which I mentioned at the G2E show, and the Hoff is there. The Hoff probably negotiated for that deal because
if he's smart and
he's
we know what the Hoff
very,
is.
Very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Well, he looks like that.
Unless he's drunk trying to eat a cheeseburger. But.
I miss that. I miss the Hoff of those days.
I know.
Oh, he was good.
Knight Rider. Remember
oh,
that?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So unless they've negotiated residuals or you know a piece of their character where they own it, which a lot of times happens mostly with movie actors,
yep.
they'll forego a salary in lieu of back end.
Yep.
And so that could be if they're smart, or it's Gene Simmons,
right,
because he makes sure he's got it all.
But what the properties do, or I'm sorry, what the casino, or, sorry, God damn it, what the gaming companies do, is they go to the main property. So they go to Sex and the City. They go mm-hmm. to the owners of that. So I don't know if it is Paramount or whoever it is. They're negotiating with Paramount. They're
yep.
negotiating with that corporate entity. And whether or not the actors get it is dependent upon the deal that they get. The truth of the matter is, the gaming company doesn't know. And doesn't care.
Nope.
Now, well, to the extent that, you know, they have to pay something for it, and that's part of the negotiation, but they don't negotiate directly with Hoff.
Nope.
They negotiate with Paramount.
Yep. Second part of the email, does Andrew Lincoln get a cut from the company that makes The Walking Dead machine, or does he have it written in his contract? Next time you talk to Andrew, ask him.
Yeah, Andrew and I go
I'm
way back.
I'm not sure.
Was he one of those guys who got bashed in the head with a baseball bat? Probably not.
No, that I don't know. Stephen Yoon.
Yep.
And I don't know the other guy, the redneck guy.
Lucille is the name of the baseball
yeah.
bat. I've never seen so many people so pissed off at about a little bit of violence.
I know.
Have you seen American Horror, whatever that thing's called? Holy
Apparently
shit.
Apparently not. They've been too busy waiting for this to come back. He also wants to know if the estate of Gene Wilder still gets a cut from the Willy Wonka slots.
Nope. Because, well, so I don't know. But the idea is... it depends on the deal that Gene Wilder had with the Willy Wonka movie. At that point, he was
maybe
he was still at the end. He had just done or was about ready to do Blazing Saddles. So I don't know where he would be. He probably got some back end, or that the estate probably got some kind of back end on that. It would be my guess.
Maybe a little too specific of a question, but thanks for the response. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Okay, next up, from Mike Q, who's in the live chat and is in the live chat quite a bit. He's a big supporter of us. And PDX, I saw a picture of Mike with hair down in the middle of his back. Holy shit. There you go.
Wow. Like Fabio-like?
He's a pretty girl. greetings, Scott, Wayne, fellow chatters, and LILV viewers. It has now been a couple days past the show honoring our fallen friend and comrade, Mr. Brett Grant. Do that again. There it is. Oops. As we are now all grieving our loss in our ways, I wanted to take a moment and salute our friend and leader, Scott Whitney, on his testicular fortitude. I was in a band called Testicular Fortitude. I was the drummer. To be able to power through a very tough time. He could have just dumped out and hit the off button as he was having a moment that most of us would have probably cut off. He showed his raw emotions, which is very rare these days for people, as they are always trying to prove something. He is kind enough to bring us fun and laughter on a weekly basis. And there's my fun and laughter. There is one of them right there. Boom. Chuck-a-luck-a-luck-a. Boom. Chuck-a-luck-a-luck-a. On his own time, I think that he did a great job in this sad time. And for that, I salute you. We had some friends we have not seen for a while because of other things that have happened in our lives. It made me smile to see that even though some are gone from weekly viewing, that Mr. Grant was in their minds enough to have them return, even if it's just for one time. I want to thank Scott for bringing him into our lives for many hours of laughter and Las Vegas goodness. Be well, Mike.
Could you hit the applause sound effect, please? Because I want to take a moment. He's absolutely correct there. I mean, you just asked me to do a video and I couldn't do it. So how you were able to power through a show like that, and he's absolutely right. You know, in these times, that raw emotion, you were, and this is not a joke, this is no bullshit, I'm just talking straight. For you to be able to power through and do that, it was really strong.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne. Let me say about that. I've got one more. I received several emails after the fact about this, and I appreciate that, all you guys. I've got one more. I'm going to have Wayne read this, just because this one was from England. It's international. I want to say two things about that. A, thank you. B, what you wrote was fantastic. It was perfect. When I read it, when you sent it to me, because I reached out to Wayne. I'm like, hey, you know, if you want to get involved in this, and he sent this email, and I'm like, holy shit, this email is fantastic. And I do want to say something about this because it's important. I don't bring people on this show unless they're fucking assassins. Okay? So I thought Brett was an assassin. He was very, very good at what he does. And I was happy to have him with me. You're not sitting there because you're a dumbass. You're sitting there because I think you're a good player. You're a player. You're my guy. So I'm happy to have you here. I appreciate you getting in this game with me because this is not easy. As I mentioned last week, you gotta work a little bit to make this shit happen. I appreciate what you said, I thought it was sweet, and I didn't think it was completely reasonable to yourself. I thought you're a fun guy to co-host with. I'm glad that you're here with me, and we'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Will you be destroying the masters of this after the
what show?
After the show.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
You know who did real quick story, even though we're not doing it? Richard Dawson did that. So Richard Dawson of Family Feud.
Sure.
On his very last, he was by all indications, an ass to work with. Very egotistical. And on his very last show that he was hosting Family Feud, after the show, he did a monologue in the camera, heartfelt, genuine, thanking the producers, all the staff that worked around him, just glowing reviews and how much he appreciated them, how much they meant to him. And then he went home and he called the network and said, cut it.
Really?
Yeah.
And he must have had rights to do that. He must have had final cut approval. What a dick.
So with that said.
So no one's going to see this but the live chat.
Yeah. somebody out there, remember me. Hi, Scott, writes David Noble from Newcastle.
Boom.
Hi, Scott. I've watched the show since last September, but have never been in the live chat, and this is the first email I've sent.
Yeah.
Ever, you think? Is this his first foray into electronic mail?
Welcome to Microsoft Office. Or Google. It's probably from AOL.com. Where is he from?
It is DavidNoble@Juno.com.
Fuck it. My...
No, it's Gmail.
That was fantastic.
We all remember the Juno. 53. Yeah, that 30-second connection to upload and download your mail.
That was fantastic.
I want to say well done for providing such a wonderful tribute to Brett, and my sincere condolences go to you and Brett's family.
Thank you.
I discovered your show after my first ever visit to Vegas last year, and the chemistry and friendly banter between you and Brett made it so enjoyable. I've watched every week since and will continue to do so as a dedicated fan.
There you go.
I'm planning a solo trip to Vegas in March for 5 nights. Mm. Anything you can recommend I check out while I'm there, keep up the great work.
Well,
David, just start watching some show archives, baby.
Condoms. I recommend condoms. Is he single?
It doesn't say. He's saying a solo trip.
There's a lot of places now where you can walk by and get that hand sanitizer. There, it's at Harrah's. I say hand sanitizer and condoms. That's my recommendation.
Of things to check out.
And then if you
and he can get those now at any of the 27 Walgreens that dot the strip.
Or CVS's.
Yeah.
You know what? Go see Absence. You got to go see that. It's a great show. Go see Chris Phillips on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's a Caesar's Palace.
Before they rip down Cleopatra's barge. And
and by the way, if you're going here because you have to go see the Seahorse, what's that place?
Seahorse Lounge.
You're fucked.
Gone.
Idiots.
Gone.
We're going to go there.
But they put some private booths in there.
We're going to go there in a couple days or, I don't know, a week, and we're going to
sit in a private booth with the low ambient lighting.
And we're just going to
stare longingly into each other's eyes.
Or
order another Coors Light for $11.50.
No, none of that feels good. All right, real quick, I want to thank Alan for sending in that video. If you like to send in a video, super easy to do. Send in a video. Take your camera and put it in landscape mode. Wayne's going to show you what that looks like.
This we need one. You have a you don't have like an sound effect, do you?
Well, I got this.
Tomahawk said
yeah.
No.
That'll do.
Oh, Scat, here, I'm going to take your... Let's do a movie, Scat.
Tomahawk said no.
Oh, no. Don't be that guy.
No.
Nobody likes that guy.
Nobody does.
We're just going to rotate this puppy.
Look at that.
90 degrees.
That's landscape.
That's landscape.
And then just say something like, hey, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois. But don't say Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois. I actually got that video.
Hmm.
I thought it was pretty sweet.
Was it from a Dave Smith, though?
No.
Okay.
Clearly wasn't. And to just say you're watching Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network, you can say something funny or pithy, or you can be in Mexico and haven't had a hamburger
finding
in
your
25
lost
years.
Keys.
Did
you lose keys in Mexico?
So that the backstory of that is they both did one of those at the Cosmo. And they wanted me to walk into the scene, so I did that. And went, has anybody seen my fucking keys? That's where that came from.
Oh.
It's comedy.
A little inside the...
Right? Are you with
inside
me
the actors,
you
inside the
this?
Vegas studio here.
Here's what I say. Toast the inside the actors. It's not time for live chat questions because I skipped it. We will do live chat questions in the after show. So my apologies to all the live chat people. I blame Wayne.
Okay.
This is part of the Have a Drink and Be Think Boy. We talk about stuff that we drink and do stuff, and it's pretty groovy, and everybody likes it. Here's how this works. Hold on. Let me get this out of the way so you can pretend the part where you do your part. Ready? Hold on. So I'm going to show you a picture of a bar.
Okay.
Or a lounge. Speakeasy.
Tavern, maybe?
Tavern.
Pub.
That's all I've got. You got any more? That's done. And if you can guess the name of it, you send an email to... Tell them.
Not that lower third. That one, which reads, for those of you without viewing capability right now, have a drink. That's HAVEADRINK, just like nature intended it to be, at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Boom. You send that in there. We put your name in a hat, and you have a chance to win some magical things. That seems unlikely, but it's true. Well, Scott, what can they win?
Your first option here on Have a Drink on Me is the official limited edition Vegas Video Network visor. It comes in multicolored format, and it's just, you know what? Your whites are whiter, your brights are brighter. You remember that tagline?
I do.
The Vegas Video Network visor.
I'm surprised you remember it. That was way before your time. Or...
Now that Halloween's over, and let's face it, who really likes Thanksgiving anyway, you can get started early on your Christmas music. Both Christmacoustic and Christmacoustic 2 are available up for grabs, or maybe you don't believe in Christmas. Maybe you're
an atheist,
in which case I would recommend Get Jazzathon.
Nice.
Let the smooth, dulcet tones just take you into your non-Christmas happiness. Finally, if those of the physical world are not of your liking, you can choose something that's going to last you more in a mental experience. You can sit down and be like Vince Neil, be like Sky DeMiles. You can hang out with Scott L. Whitney. Is it L?
A.
A. Scott A. Whitney and have a drink.
Thank you, Wayne. Okay, now, are there other ways to increase the probability of engagement? Chances of winning? There's a number of ways. A, you get one entry...
Are the drinks on the strip expensive?
Yes. There's a couple ways that you could increase the probability. You get one entry for having a correct answer. Uno. If you provide that opening video, that's another way to play. I should write that down right now. Write down Alan Perry. If you are in the live chat.
And it hasn't gone down.
Livestream.com. And you have a correct answer, we're giving you another one. If you send us a video, a Haddam entry, you get another one.
If you've forgotten to put someone in for several weeks in a row,
I might put you in again.
You might get in again.
I actually have one I'm going to put in that is not part of the rules, but I'm in charge. Mm. Now, there's some magical things that are all about what's happening.
This drawing not certified by Ernst & Young, just so you know.
I sound like a girl right there. That was fantastic. Mm.
I'm going to make that my text notification.
Jesus. Hair on your balls for very long? Not long enough. Okay, here's the other best part about this. If you end up getting one of these, by the way, Wayne used to have one of these. It's probably in the bottom.
Does it come in black?
No. Mm. So Wayne it's had one of those. And for a while, actually, you're going to see him in a moment. He was a part of this group. What group? The Three Musketeers? No. Jackson 5? Hardly. Mm. I'm talking about the galaxy of
God. There's Michael Snow and Robert and Rosie and Michael G. Scott and Vicky and Alan and Aaron, who are nudists. There's Bob. Oh, wait, there's more. There's Bob's wife, and then there is Danny and Shanna, Jen and Craig and Glenn and Jimmy Doogies. There's Rob. We're in Hawaii as well, with Ken and Stuart and Christina, who's all babies are because of my music, and Don and Jackie and Mike. But wait, there is more. There's Pops, Sammy and Carol and a dog, and Chris, who's just married, Brett's dad, and your buddy Scott. He got married.
It's true, he did get married.
I need to see some documents.
Who's still trying to figure out what's going on? How did he end up getting married? And of course, our buddy Brett. All right.
Yeah, I need to.
You were pretty funny that you were like, what? I didn't tell Wayne ahead of time. He's like, oh, I can't believe that this.
I need to see that in writing.
That's true. Oh, wait. Did I fuck this up?
Prenup, do you think?
Oh, I didn't write any clues for this. Okay.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, Scott has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. We're about to experience some turbulence up ahead, reported from the tower.
All right.
Hang on.
That could have gone well.
These are about to be the best clues ever.
We're going to take turns doing clues.
Okay.
Stand by. First of all, we'll take care of who.
Yeah, let's finish up existing business.
I'm like, well, I think I'm on top of things. Last week didn't affect me at all. Okay, here's last week's.
You're just in much disbelief that Chris got married as I am.
That must have been it. Here's last week's clues or thing, whatever it's called. Last week's clues were Centrifuge Bar at MGM. Centrifuge Bar.
Those were pretty much literally the clues.
They weren't. They're actually fantastic. But there you go. Okay. Let's see. We got 21 out of 21. I can't believe I didn't do this right. God damn it. Get your hat.
Oh, it's,
son of a bitch.
It's there. It's
all
gotten.
Right. All right. Get over here. All right. Let's get that over there. This is going to be... hold on. What is this thing called? I just got to check something real fast.
Mm.
All right, hold on. I just gotta write this down. I'll be right with you, Phil.
We need some. We need like some hold music. 21 of 21. Okay, Centrifuge Bar at the MGM.
Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Yep. Right by Hakkasan.
Number one, the first person in, Steve Riley Finch. He's got a hyphenated name. He doesn't get. Yes, he does because he's number one.
Oh, kind of like Charles Nelson Riley.
One for the correct answer. One for being number one. You're number one. Next, we have Mike Q. Mike Q gets one for the correct answer. Mike Q gets one for being in the live chat. Next up, we have Alan Perry. We all want Alan to have a burger and another shot of tequila.
Yeah. No, nothing. Don't let him get diet with it, though. Like, he needs the full.
Yeah, he's got to go full bean. Yeah. He's got to go all big. Okay, we got Barb. I always say shotness. And was she sent in a video last week, and she pronounced her last name differently than Shotness. But we're going with Barb S. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. And I probably give her another one for mispronouncing her name, but I won't.
Mm.
Next up, we've got Gary Romberg, also known as Mr. Testy. He sent a nice thing in last week. Thank you, Gary. And then we've got Monica Fagan. We know her as Binky51. One for the correct answer. Monica F, one for being in the live chat. Hey, Monica, thanks for playing along. Here.
Like we're taking a roll.
We got Rosie the intern, who's right now entertaining her parents in Las Vegas.
Good for her.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. One for the correct answer. We got Mike Beatty. One for the correct answer. We've got Tammy Mosbrucker. One for the correct answer. We've got Aaron Berry, also drinking tequila. And we've got Jimmy 2Gs. One for the correct answer. Whoops. And one for being in the live chat, Aruski. Continuing on, our international, Kevin Whip. W-I-P-F. How would you pronounce that?
Probably, I'd say the P is silent, so it's probably whiff.
Whiff? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well, you got to write us in and tell me if the P is silent, because I've been saying whip for the forever. He's from Canada. There you go, bud.
Yeah, and Canada, they do all sorts. They put U's and stuff.
Nobody trusts Canadians.
Czech, they spell with a Q.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's like C-H-E-Q-U-E, right?
Yep.
You can't trust that. You can't even catch that Czech. Come on, that's not right. And Michael B. from Chicago. Way to go, Mike. All right, here we go. Continuing on. We've got Laura Meekin from Scotland. She writes, has Centrifuge been used before? No. We have a spreadsheet that lets us know what we've done.
Right, because we have never repeated a category in any segment ever.
I believe you're speaking of spin to win. Or what was that?
Right, because that's what we call it. Spin win. Tune in next week for Spin to Win.
Pick your poison is what you were saying. I wish you would stop talking out loud. And next up, from Illinois, Darlene, first-time entry, Traficante.
Mm.
That's a cool name, right? And just found your show recently, and we really enjoy it. And then she included her full address in the email. What she did there was what we call the assumptive close.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I expect to win. I will have you be sending me probably the Get Jazzathon CD. Here's my address. Way to go, Darlene. By the way, that's my ex-wife's name. So when I first saw Darlene, I went, ah!
Ooh.
Freaked out a little bit. Then I took a Xanax.
She sent you the address because you're a... your payment, that last check didn't exactly clear.
Let me just say, I always paid my child support. Fuck, that was a good talk. Good way to go. Take a good look at him because... He made me sad. We can't have that again. Okay. Andy in New Hampshire. Now, Andy, God bless Andy. He won last time. Of course, he's not eligible for this time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people who won last time and enter this time don't say anything. They're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to try to sneak it. But
they can't twirl their mustache.
Yeah, yeah, they mm-hmm. do. You know, oops. See?
And he has commanded that entry to leave.
But he wrote, I won last week, just playing along for the fun.
Hmm.
Andy, I'm putting you in because you were honest.
Now, if he wins, he should have to donate that to someone.
And that has happened before. And if he doesn't, well, then he's a bitch.
Donate it to maybe the Salvation Army.
Give it to Pops. He's got 15 wins. God, he needs one more. What the hell not? All right, next up, we've got Brian M. And Brian writes,
hi, Scott.
Hi.
Benjamin Robbins would be spinning in his grave if he heard this week's Haddam offering, which is simply the aptly titled Centrifuge. Boom. In MGM Grand. I was so discombobulated watching the whirring machinations. Wow. Of this contraption that after some deliberation,
Tomahawk said no. We're not doing multiple big words anymore, Brian. Keep going, but if he does a big word, just bleep it out.
Additionally, do you charge extra for autographing your beep array of music CDs?
I fucked up. What was the beep there? I don't know.
Eclectic.
Oh, yeah, you should have beeped that.
Mm-hmm.
Brian can't be trusted.
I plan on purchasing the Get Jazzathon CD before during my Vegas trip. Oh. And was wondering if you could autograph it for me.
Sure.
I'll be happy to pay whatever extra monetary units are required for such an action.
Brian's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
He might be. Brian, is this the Brian in the live chat? Just checking. Let me know. Speaking of CDs and autographed CDs, damn it. Pops, So Pop said in his video he sent in last week, he was going to send the video or the autographed CD that both Brett and I did back to me. And I said, Pops, on several occasions, don't do it. We would like you to keep it. You know what Pops did? He fucking sent it back. So now I have his CD, the CD with our signature. So Pops, you're a, God damn it, you're a good guy. I might throw in an extra one for you. And that is Brian, the same Brian. So
we need to have, you know what we need to
put
do?
Put a Brian M in there.
We'll do. I'll put a Brian M in there. As I'm doing that, I just had a great idea.
What's that?
If Pops, so, you know, you go to the, you go to, you've been to the Dave & Buster's in downtown Summerlin yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So like any good arcade, right? You play a bunch of money, get some tickets, you go to the arcade bar. And normally you can afford, you know, the lower tier stuff. If you really have dumped a lot of money, you can get a mid-tier item. But nobody gets the stuff that's up on the top shelf.
Nobody does. The big giant banana.
The PlayStation, the giant banana, whatever it might be.
Sure.
I think we need the ultimate in top shelf items. I think.
Where are you going with this?
I think if somebody gets to a high enough level, and they have all their tickets, and they save them up, and they cash them in. I think maybe we get like some crowdfunding or something going, and finally, after all these years, we start the recording process on Hoosier Bossa Nova.
No.
Okay. Well, I tried.
Okay, good call, though. Good talk. I don't even, I can't, I don't play much anymore.
Mm.
You just made me feel very sad.
We all died a little just now.
A little bit. I played a little bit.
Did you have the tracks already planned out for that?
Yeah, I have the track list. Did I mean, you? I have the song list, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was fantastic.
This, and you're still alive. If you would have died, at least we could say this was the unfinished. But you're still here.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right, next up, we've got Michael Snow.
What if you hummed it? You just did a C.
I'm not that good. Okay, Michael Snow, one right. For the correct answer. Jesus Christ, we're going to hell. Is Michael in? I think he might be in there. Let me see. I don't see him. Michael writes, this week's Haddam is Centrifuge.
Chicago Snowman?
Oh, here he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Sorry, Mike.
I got you.
Attaboy, brother.
I got you.
Just wanted to let you know it's been 1 year since I found your show, and my win streak is about as good as the Cubs. Hey, did the Cubs win tonight? The division prior to the year, even without an official win, I always enjoy playing along. Thanks. They were kicking ass before we started the show.
Thank you, Mike. I'm looking right now.
All right. Next up.
Because I know people are tuning in right now for the
live their aspect of it.
Sports update.
they're listening to us a week from now. I wonder if Chicago actually did win that thing.
Here's your scores and traffic on the quarter hours.
Seven to two? They are working on it.
Seven to two.
Is that the
end?
End
of the eighth.
Oh, there's still
an inning left.
Next up, we got Brett Barnes. Brett writes.
Brett Barnes writes, hey, Scott and Wayne, no Haddam entry from Brett in Paradise, California today. Why not? You took the time to write the email.
Right.
I just want to propose a toast. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
To your friend, Brett. To our friend, Brett.
Yep.
Come on, Brett. Brent. For giving me a great place in Las Vegas, fun and information. Our Tuesday evenings just won't be the same without him. Thank you. Thank you, Brent.
For that, I toast him, and guess what? He's in the hat because he said a nice thing.
He did.
Boom.
A little lazy, though. You're typing the email.
You know what I'm doing? Here's what I'm going to do. Where is he? Brett Barnes? I wanted to put you in fully because I thought that was a nice, sweet thing. Wayne, the new co-host, is like, so you know what? Here's what, you get a half. We'll see if that works out for you. Hard to say.
That's fair.
I think so. Mad Chipmunk, Mike Lizowski writes, one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. Yep, he writes, I believe this week's Haddam is Centrifuge. On a sadder note, I am sorry to and offer my condolences to all living in Las Vegas family and the loss of Brett. My fondest memory of Brett on the show was the lively discussions that Brett and Scott had on whether or not one should order and eat at the bar or the table or the booth. Brett will be missed by all who knew him. Just real quick on that. Brett, I love Brett like a brother, but he was wrong. It's okay to eat.
It depends how much time you have.
Look.
If you're in a hurry, bar.
There's some joyous things about eating at a bar.
You get served immediately. You get your server, your bartender right there.
The drinky person is right there.
Yeah.
And they tend to be pretty cool about that stuff. Fast, groovy happening.
But it does give off a lonely kind of vibe. Like, oh, look at that guy sitting by himself eating at the bar.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And finally, Pops, who is one of my favorite guys. By the way, he sent me an outtake video that was hysterical. I haven't got his permission to play it yet, but I will. But until then,
here's Wait, Pops. This clip's of you?
No, of him.
Oh, okay.
Trying to shoot these videos.
Oh, okay, okay.
You think I'm a cusser? I'm like a novice cusser compared to him. Let's watch Pops.
Let's.
In action.
Hey, kids. I gave the last two Haddam Bars thumbs up. Called them Haddam Top Picks, but I'm going to shoot Centrifuge down, even though I've never really seen it. They killed it when they put this as an ad on their website. Centrifuge is a trendy circular bar and lounge with handcrafted cocktails, progressive music, and an ultra-modern metro vibe. There's so much wrong with that one damn sentence. Trendy. I don't do trendy. I run from trendy. Handcrafted cocktails is just fucking mumbo-jumbo. Marge, the bartender to VFW, handcrafts every cocktail under only $2.
Well, that's true.
Progressive music. Progressive, isn't that what Harry Reid and his crowd call themselves?
Ooh.
Staying away from that. Running in the other direction. Ultra-modern metro vibe. Yeah, let's all get on a subway and go to New York
City.
That's
suspect.
No, fuck this place. Marketing department, if your intention was to run cool old people like me off, you did a great job. Fuck it, we gonna give this one to
these nuts.
Lamer than a Labradoodle award.
If you wanted your pet to be a pussy, you should have gotten a cat.
I hope my neighbors aren't watching because they are two with a little sign out front.
It says, my pet's a pussy?
Labradoodle Weird. Crossing or something.
Oh, really? You got to move.
They mow my grass, though.
Well, you got to stay.
So
one for the correct answer. Pops one for being in the live chat. Pops one for hating Labradoodles. Or sending in a video. It's one of those two.
Yeah, either or.
Hard to say.
Six to one, half dozen the other.
What are you going to do? Okay, here we go. Let's find out what the deal is. I'm going to mix it up and I'm going to have you select.
That's not what usually happens?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that you realize that's how the game goes.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't know. Ready? Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, that was
That could have been the one.
It should have been like a little card magician-y
thing. Uh-huh.
There we go.
All right.
You mixed up a little bit right there on your own, didn't you?
No, I have to go for
You're
the center.
You rat bastard.
The core of the apple right
what
here.
What do you got there?
The Earth's crust.
There it is.
I've got
a never-ending love for you.
Another Scotty.
Laura Meekin. Oh.
Tomahawk said no.
I'm only saying that because she should win. She's been playing along. She's always having, you know, she's sending an email. She's commenting on YouTube. She lives in fucking Scotland. That's
well, great job. Oh my gosh, thank you, Laura.
That's great.
What's the declared value on? I mean, because especially on a CD like this.
Hey, here's a
Do you realize the?
I hope she wants a CD because Laura.
Labor.
Can I ask you a question? How about some MP3 files?
Just not the same.
It is the same. I'll send you pictures of the. I'll even send you one of the. Just come on.
Right. I mean, really, it's priceless. So what do you put on that customs form?
$1,000. All right. So here's the best part about what's going to come up on this week's Haddam. I forgot to put up the clues. So we're going to take turns doing the clues, Mr. Fun Guy.
Goes by Wayne.
Okay.
Okay.
And I will do the first clue. Ready?
That means nothing to me, but let's continue.
That's just the name of it.
Okay.
Just know the name of it.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Here's your first, here's your picture. And the first clue is, I could be a high one of these if I had 93% gas. What's the high gas thing called? It's like 87, 89, 93. I'm the high this.
91. No, 91. 80, yeah, 87, 89, 91.
Yeah, I'm high this if I were this bar. Your turn. Yeah.
The stage, the geometric stage, you can't tell how many sides it has, but It's approximately around 8.
Okay. It's a lot harder now, isn't it? Okay. And the third and final clue, which I will parenthetically apologize for all of this nightmare that we've just done, is musically, it's the same note, only one of these, kinda, it's not octave, it's one of these, but with a gasoline smell above. Hey, if you know the clue, god damn it, this would have been a lot better if I actually would have planned this out. My apologies. If you know the clue, send your email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. If anybody actually gets the correct answer, I'll be fascinated by that. All right, that's it, everybody.
Already?
That's it.
Oh, we're going to hit the under. We're at 80 minutes.
There you go. Hey, everybody, if you want to play along, and why wouldn't you? You can send us a voicemail. You can do that by sending or going to our website and clicking the little red tab on the right side. A little box pops up. And because you have a microphone on your super-duper computer, you can send us a voicemail without even having a phone. Hey, we're on iTunes. Why don't you take a moment and leave us a 5-star review, either on our video or our audio feed. We're on the YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Share us with your friends. We're on Roku. Guess what? I've been wrong about the number of people who've installed us on Roku. 73,300 are the number of people who've installed us. That's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV, Google Play, and, of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm your friend, Scott Whitney. That's Wayne, who now has proven himself as the worst clue maker ever for Have a Drink. It's a lot harder than you thought it was. Just say yes.
You gave me one shot of yes.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. That's okay, that should be not the right one.